Thank you, Mr. Mears. It's Mr. Mears' motion that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2500 for Sean Vermillion for a six-unit storage business within the AR1 district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant seeks to convert two existing structures into six storage units. It is anticipated that the units will be used for boat, RV, and vehicle storage. Two, there will not be any outdoor storage permitted on the site. Three, there are several new developments in the vicinity which limit or prohibit storage on lots within the developments. This is an appropriate, convenient location for a storage site within existing buildings. Four, the applicant has stated that the use will not have a substantial impact on area roadways. Five, this relatively small storage facility will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And seven, the recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the storage facility on this site shall be limited to six storage units within the existing buildings on the site. The property shall not be used for vehicle, equipment, or boat repairs, or for manufacturing or industrial purposes. No unit shall be primarily used as an office. In addition, the property may not be used by a business for marketing customers, or excuse me, for meeting customers, as a showroom or as a mail drop or pickup or delivery location for customers. B, there shall not be any outside storage permitted on the site. C, one unlighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet in size. D, no hazardous materials or fuel shall be stored on the property other than what may be in the tanks of boats or watercraft or vehicles located within the storage units on the site. E, the site shall be screened with fencing and or planting along the common boundaries with the residential properties on the north and south sides of the site. F, any dumpsters on the site shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. G, the site shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. H, the violation, any violation of these conditions may be grounds for termination of this conditional use. And I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved. Thanks again, Mr. Roberts.
You're welcome, Mr. Mears.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve conditional use number 2500 for Sean Vermillion. Mr. Passwaters, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reason and condition stated in the motion.
Mr. Allen?
I vote yes for the reason and condition stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.